You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Anna Hola Ward, CEO of Veritoken. Anna has been dubbed as the mother of startups by CNN. Anna, pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
And you're more than welcome and great to have you out. Really appreciate your time. So tell us, what is Veritoken's mission within the blockchain market to kick things off today?
Absolutely. So our mission is to facilitate the adoption of what is called non-fungible tokens to the blockchain by establishing industry standards and tools for the adoption and acceleration of NFTs.
And Anne, what would you say is the problem that the company is solving or trying to solve?
I think the problem we're solving in the market is just the sheer usability issues with non-fungible tokens in the tools. I think the reason that we've had slower adoption of non-fungible tokens versus fungible tokens is that it's more difficult. And so we're trying to accelerate the adoption by making tools that make it easier, as well as gaining consensus in the developer community about this new standard and helping people understand why it's important, why it's more secure, and how we can help. So it's a combination of community building as well as development of tools.
And also, if you would, please give us a quick tutorial on blockchain technology for those that aren't familiar, and what do we need to know?
Absolutely. So I think the number one thing to know is that blockchain is very similar in nature to a database or a business's ledger or set of books, like, you know, an accountant would keep. The difference is that blockchain is public and secure, and it allows people to exchange their digital assets in real time. And it's also a $200 billion industry as of today and projected to be much bigger. So it's not going away.
It certainly does appear that way today. We are joined by Anna Hola Ward, the CEO of Veritoken, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at privacy, why is privacy a challenge within blockchain?
Well, I think privacy is a challenge overall. I think people are fed up with handing their information over to these centralized sources like Google, Facebook. People are sick of handing their data over to big companies and then trusting them with it, and there is no trust. And so what blockchain represents is our ability to regain trust. Because of the public nature of it, because of the secure nature of it, it allows us to do what is called decentralize our services, our information, such that no one player is holding as much power. So blockchain represents a promise of the future that is going to be more open source, more collaborative to everybody, versus the walled gardens that we have today, where only a few players have the real power.
And that certainly does bring a lot of hope within the space. Now, how is Veritoken allowing the rest of us to benefit from blockchain in 2020?
Absolutely. So I would say that blockchain right now is really more a B2B tool. I think that the usability of the technology needs to continue to improve such that consumers will be able to participate. I think right now there's a lacking in the usability of tools in crypto and blockchain as a whole. And so consumers are largely left out, but that's changing. You know, moves like Samsung having crypto on their a crypto wallet on their newer phones, like there are big consumer tech companies that are going to help pave the way for this. But, you know, consumers are able to benefit because they'll be able to do things without middle people, i.e. attorneys and brokers. You know, you can buy art without an art dealer and know that it comes from who you say it's coming from. You know, we're seeing innovation across the board in all industries. I think supply chain has a lot of exciting things happening right now. Like if you're buying, you know, if you're really into sushi, there's a huge amount of counterfeit sushi on the market right now. And so blockchain, for example, would help a consumer to understand, okay, that this is actually I'm paying for bluefin tuna and I'm actually getting bluefin tuna. So it allows a layer of transparency that we've never seen before in business, and it's a really exciting time.
Well, Ann, we certainly have appreciated your taking a moment to be with us here today on the program, and thank you for what you do in the space through Veritoken. Where can listeners get further details online on Veritoken and review your offerings?
Great. You can visit veritoken.io for more information. We're also all over social media. You can find us by searching on any social network, most of the social networks, I should say, or veritoken.io would be a great way to find us. Thank you so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. And again, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with Anna Hola Ward, the CEO of Veritoken. Anne has been dubbed as the mother of startups by CNN, and that certainly says a lot. And for all the details, visit veritoken.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.